This is a download from BFM 89.9, the business station.
A lot of stuff has happened today in the political landscape that is really of national import. We're going to be taking you through some of the major, moments along the timeline. But just to say that as of right now, Tun Dr. Mahathir Mohamad is meeting with the Agong. We will give you updates as and when we have them. You can also expect analysis throughout the evening. And if you have any thoughts or questions, do send them through. You can call us at 7733 2900, WhatsApp 018-789-8899, and tweet us at BFM Radio. We have experts who are going to be speaking with us just throughout the next 3 hours. So please, you know, just tell us what's on your mind.
And actually, just before we started the show at around 4 or something, we had a press conference from DAP Secretary General Lim Guan Eng, who basically came out of a meeting with DAP leaders to just talk about and discuss what happened. And this is what he said during that press conference.
DAP condemns the treachery of some PH leaders and MPs that attempted to form a backdoor government to replace the existing democratically elected Pakatan Harapan government with a new coalition, Perikatan Nasional, comprising UMNO, PAS, MCA and MIC, as well as certain PPBM leaders with PKR renegades led by Dato Sri Azmin Ali. Such political manipulation has affected the government's efforts to address economic and livelihood of Malaysian businesses and the ordinary rakyat. In objecting to this nefarious attempt to subvert and undermine the people's mandate given to Pakatan Harapan, Tun Dr. Mahathir Mohamad had submitted his resignation as Prime Minister of Malaysia and Parti Bersatu Chairman. I had met Tun this morning in his residence and was surprised when he informed me of his intention to resign. I wish to confirm the Age headline. Dr. Mahathir quits as he does not want to work with UMNO. Tun Dr. Mahathir clearly stated to me that he cannot work with UMNO when we work so hard to reject UMNO successfully in the 2018 general elections. DAP comments Tun's principled position of refusing to work with an UMNO whose leaders are involved in corrupt practices and misrule, causing Malaysia to be labelled as a global kleptocracy at its worst. This is the first time that a Malaysian Prime Minister is prepared to resign on principle to uphold integrity and combat corruption. This consistency and principled stand in rejecting a corrupt UMNO should be supported by all Malaysians. DAP intends to propose to the Pakatan Harapan Presidential Council at its emergency meeting tonight to continue to nominate Tun Dr. Mahathir Mohamad to continue as Prime Minister of Malaysia to fulfil and deliver the promises of the Pakatan Harapan General Election Manifesto. Thank you.
So that was, of course, Lim Guan Eng at a DAP at a press conference that DAP called for, talking about really, I guess, throwing their support behind Tun M. And so that's the latest. Now, to take you back to when it all began, yesterday, as we know, a series of meetings were taking place within the city, and there was intense speculation that a new political alliance that was aligned to Prime Minister Tun Dr. Mahathir Mohamad would replace the current Pakatan Harapan government. This was then intensified further when Datuk Sri Azmin Ali and leaders from Bersatu, BN, PAS, GPS and Warisan met with the Yang di-Pertuan Agong, and the night ended with 131 MPs from Bersatu, BN and PAS, along with PKR MPs loyal to Azmin, attending a consensus dinner in support of Tun M serving out his full term as Prime Minister.
And throughout today, we've been speaking with political analysts and observers to try and make sense of what's going on. Now, the morning run spoke to Karim Raslan, founder of KRA Group.
You know, it all comes down to these two men. I'm sick and tired of them. You know, I'm 57. They have dominated Malaysian politics for the past 30 years. Why are we still so beholden to these gentlemen? Time to move on, everybody. Whatever it is, Agong needs to be scrupulously fair. Prime Minister Dr. Mahathir must also really think through what he is about to do. Can he be sure that he can work with this potential coalition going forward. My thoughts are that working with PAS would be very difficult. Who is going to be the deputy prime minister? Who would occupy the finance ministry? These are all real questions that need to be addressed. Better you slug it out with the people. Let the people decide. Let's have another election. You guys have brought us to this. We gave you a mandate back on the May 9th, 2018. You screwed it up. Now go back to the people. Let us decide. And then you constitute your governments accordingly, whether it is under Dr. Mahathir or under Anwar Ibrahim.
So that was Karim Razlan, founder of KRA Group. He's actually going to be on The Grill tomorrow, along with Jabar Sadiq, editor of the Malaysian Insight. More on that later. So as it is, the day continued with more chaos. While DAP and Amanah held emergency meetings, several Pakatan leaders met with Tun M at his residence, including Datuk Sri Anwar Ibrahim and Deputy Prime Minister Dr. Wan Aziza Wan Ismail, Finance Minister Lim Guan Eng and Defence Minister Mat Sabu.
Anwar said that they had a very good meeting without specifying more. So basically, well, more meetings took place.
And then in the afternoon, things got even more heated as several chief ministers met with the sultans of their states. PKR's Central Leadership Council sacked Azmin Ali and Zuraida Kamarudin from the party for their display of open betrayal.
Akibat pengkhianatan terbuka yang dipimpin oleh beberapa dalam utama itu, ianya menyebabkan keadaan yang boleh menjejaskan kerajaan Pakatan Harapan. Jadi ianya membawa pula kesan kepada ekonomi dan juga politik. Oleh yang demikian, MPP atas keputusan secara konsensus bulat suara, tak ada suara yang berbeza, telah mengambil ketetapan bahawa saudara Azmin Ali dan Puan Zuraidah Kamarudin dengan ini terpecat atau dipecat. Sebagai anggota Parti Keadilan berkuat kuasa serta merta.
That was PKR Secretary General Datuk Sri Saifuddin Nasution, of course, talking about the decision to sack both Azmin Ali as well as Zuraida Kamarudin. Then after that, Azmin announced that he and 10 other MPs are leaving PKR.
So, to form an independent bloc, right?
Yeah, so I guess the idea here is, I quit, so you can't fire me. And if that wasn't enough, the PMO confirmed that Tun M had handed his letter of resignation to the AGOM. Mm-hmm. And not long after, Bersatu President Tan Sri Muhyiddin Yassin announced that his party is quitting the Pakatan Harapan Coalition after a special meeting that was held yesterday.
So to be honest, like we said right at the top, I think today what we're trying to do really is to give you updates as they come in, because there has been a lot of speculation as to what all of this means, whether or not there is a new coalition being formed, who that new coalition comprises, a lot of feverish accounting of the numbers of parliament, right, to see whether right now who has majority. You know, the short update is nobody, but and what that means, essentially. So we're going to be trying to do that. We're going to do our best. As and when breaking news comes in, we will tell you what that is. And in the meantime, we're crossing over right now to Bridget Welsh, Honorary Research Associate at the University of Nottingham Asia Research Institute. Bridget, thank you so much for joining us.
Yes, hi. Nice to speak with you. It's been a long day, a long few days, in fact.
Yeah, so on that note, right, as we said, we've kind of been hearing this flurry of updates throughout the day of different things happening, different resignations, different withdrawals and so on. What are your initial impressions of what's going on and where we're headed?
Well, I think, you know, you've had a series of people who've been involved in making deals. And this has been driven by Bersatu and UMNO, as being the main forces, and PAS. And they came together And they tried to show after the meeting on Friday, of which it was pretty clear that there were tensions and that the things were coming to a head in terms of the coalition Pakatan Harapan. They basically showed a force, and they went to the palace yesterday. Tun Mahathir was not in that group of people who went to the palace on Sunday. It became clear over the course of the day that Tun Mahathir was very unhappy that his name was being used by Bersatu, UMNO, and PAS. And in particular, it seems that Tun has expressed repeatedly that he's not willing to work with UMNO. And he has, as a consequence, resigned as prime minister, and he resigned from Bersatu. We're now having a new set of deals that have formed, and those include a relationship between Pakatan Harapan, which that includes, and its allies, so that that includes DAP, non-Osman faction, which is 11 MPs, Osman's factions, PKR, and Amana, as well as Warisan, which is has made a statement they will stick with Tun no matter where he goes, and now GPS has also said they will stick with Tun. So it seems that the numbers that were on Sunday on one side have moved on Monday to another, and Tun has been seen as the leader on one, but in fact is being portrayed as being played out and is now on another side in terms, and that is why we saw the DAP advocating for a strong position for Tun M at this particular point of time. Behind the scenes, there are clear issues of transition and timelines that have to work out. But we have a different type of government. It's not the Pakatan Harapan. That Pakatan Harapan collapsed. But there is the players of Pakatan Harapan in a new reconfiguration. And all of this is going to be, I think, the king. They will be presenting this to the king later today. And I think that the king has done a wonderful job at this period of transition in Malaysia, as we saw in March of 2018 as well. I think in particular what stands out at this point of time is that there has been communication with all different parties, clarifying issues of confusion, and at the same time there has been a focus on the stability and issues of transition within the Malaysian context. But there are those who continue to believe that that this was all organized by Tun Mahathir. So I think there are different perspectives on that. I think somewhat of the fluidity of the course of the last day has somewhat settled by the evening, and I think we'll get a better sense of how that will be formalized this evening, tonight.
What did you make of the DAP statement in support of Tun M's principal position of refusing to work with UMNO?
Well, I think, you know, as of this morning, it looked very clear that Pakatan Harapan was out of government and a new government would come in. And there were a whole series of issues that I think could be identified with that. I think there were implications for democracy, implications for ethnic relations, implications for the economy, implications and issues of kind of how the new system was going to be legitimized. But one of those really important implications was there issues of corruption and governance. And, you know, for good or for bad, many people that are still in UMNO, that still play leading roles in UMNO, are facing multiple sets of charges. And Tun Mahathir advocated in May 2018, he advocated that those people would be facing issues of justice. And I think what was clear by this evening is that he was seen as being joining forces with them. And I think when DAP talks about the issue of a principal position, they're speaking about the sense of dealing with issues of corruption. And then the fact of the matter is the cases involving 1MDB have not yet reached their solutions. The cases involving issues involving other cases of money laundering and issues of abuse of power have not been resolved. So I think these are some of the things that are being focused on.
So is it a clear, and this is perhaps indication from Anwar's statements as well as what Lim Guan Eng has said, is it a clear yes or no that Tun M didn't quite organize this whole thing that we are currently seeing?
I think, you know, we don't know. Okay, I don't know. I mean, I wouldn't speculate on something that I don't fully understand. Mm. I think that people have used Tun's name in the machinations involving the moving of actors together, and I think signals might have had to have been sent somehow to get the point of the agreements to such a point that it had done by the issues associated that happened over the weekend. That said, I think there are people who are vested interest in that group of people, not just in UMNO, but in Bursatu, of wanting to position themselves. And they were facing a very different potential environment. So when there is a transition date, this also affects their political future. Osman's factions, as well as issues associated with Bursatu. So, you know, is it plausible that that over the weekend and there were promises made and deals leveled at with Mahathir's lack of understanding and knowledge of those implications? Yes, it's plausible. And I think that what we have to look, however, is to see his actions. And I think his actions have been important so far in that he has resigned from Bursatu and he has resigned as prime minister. So he is sending some important signals. If he wanted to, for example, form a new government with Bursatu, he would have stayed on as Bursatu chairman. And actually, the fact that he resigned from the party, I think, is different than resigning from that position as prime minister.
Now, Dato Sri Anwar Ibrahim has actually indicated that he doesn't think that it's going to be a numbers game in Parliament to try and gain a majority. He said something to the effect of, you know, no, we'll see what happens. What do you think?
I think that it's always a numbers game, but I think that the East Malaysian parties of Warisan and GPS are the ones that will decide. They're the real kingmakers. You know, much has been speculated about PAS being a kingmaker. No, PAS has already played its cards. They're out of the game in this process, in this area, from a real long-term kind of they've chosen to make their alliance with UMNO in this context. So I think that the numbers issues go down to these East Malaysian parties. They are the ones give the confidence of a comfortable majority, a working majority. And we're talking about numbers that, you know, is a very comfortable majority in other coalition systems of over, you know, 125, 130 seats and out of a government that needs to be formed for 112. So this is but, you know, that doesn't mean that these issues of numbers don't matter. They do. But I think the broader issues that are involved here is how this process of how this has evolved, what implications it has on Malaysian political system, Malaysian's trust in government, and of course Malaysia's economy. This doesn't send very good signals to the international community, and of course has had very dramatic and traumatic reverberations within the society itself. You have to recognize that both this is going to have implications for not just whatever government is formed, but for whoever is on the losing end of that process. I think that PAS and UMNO and Bursatu will have implications for themselves and how this has evolved.
Bridget, thank you so much for speaking with us today.
Most welcome.
That was Bridget Welsh, Honorary Research Associate at the University of Nottingham Asia Research Institute. And, you know, I say thank you, but the truth is that we're likely to hear from Bridget again if she'll have us, because we are, I think this is going to be a continuing story for this evening, but also days to come.
Yeah, the Pakatan Harapan's Presidential Council will hold an emergency meeting tonight. So there's still likely a lot more updates to come out even from that and other future meetings that these parties will likely hold again and
yes,
again.
Yes, and we say that even as we wait for Tun M to finish his current meeting with the Yang di-Pertuan Agong. Yeah. So there's a lot going on here. And we'll be continuing our conversations on this, specifically After the 5:30 news, we'll be hearing how the markets are doing on Market Wrap, and then we're also going to be speaking with a constitutional lawyer to really get a legal handle on all this and what it means, what the permutations are. That's coming your way after this. Keep it here on the Evening Edition, BFM 89.9.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. To find more great interviews, go to bfm.my, BFM 89.9, the business station.